I went on Tinder for a week. Anybody else take a nosedive into a garbage dump? Honest to God. Honest to God, these sites. And it's the name. It's like, what is Tinder? It's like burning wood. That's... Do you guys remember Plenty of Fish? Oh my God, that was the worst, you know? That's like a consolation phrase when you break up with someone. People are like, don't worry about it. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Well, not all the fish in the sea are good fish, okay? There's a lot of sick fish in the fucking sea, and they're on Plenty of Fish, okay? So anyways, I'm on Tinder, and I match up with a guy named Ahmed, okay? And he's like, hey, can we FaceTime so we could see each other? And I was like, really? Now I gotta talk to this fucking guy? You know? But I was like, hi. I'm like, okay, Sandra, just bust through your fears. Do it, you know? So then just before he calls me, he sends me a message, and he's like, what are your measurements? I know. And I'm like, what are you, making me a dress? Right? What kind of question is this? You know? And then FaceTime lights up. I answer. And then he's like this. He's like, oh, nice. 5'6", huh? He's like, what's that in centimeters? I gotta do conversion for you too? And what do you need all these numbers for? You know what I mean? What are you, building me a coffin? Right? Holy shit. So he's like, how about, he goes, next week, you come to my house in Ajax, I make you nice Turkish meal, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna come to your house for the first time we meet. What do you think, I'm nuts? And he's like, why not? It's gonna be so much fun, cha-cha-cha, right? I'm like, I can imagine, I drive up to Ajax, I have this Turkish meal laced in poison, you know? I die foam at the mouth, you know? And then this guy dresses me in the dress he sold me, right? Puts me in the coffin he built me, and then shoves me in the basement, right? And people will be like, hey, what happened to Sandra? Oh, she's just haunting a house in Ajax. She had no choice, you know what I mean? Woo! I love you guys. And then I met a real human person, okay? I met a real human person. I was on the phone. We're having, like, hot phone talk. I mean, isn't it? Yeah, what am I, 90? It's phone sex, right? So then at minute 40, he tells me he's naked. And I was like, oh, I would have liked to known that a little earlier. I would have taken my socks off. You know what I mean? Getting into the mood, right? And he's like, it's not what you think. I got to take a shower. I worked all day and I'm hot. And I was like, okay. I said, take a cold shower because it's good for your blood. And he's like, he goes, I'm a size 7 foot. He goes, you know what that's going to do to me? And I was like, wah, wah, right? But he goes, don't worry. He's like, I'm Italian. I have a big dick. Right? And because I like to relate, I'm like, oh, I go, I'm Italian too, and I have a big vagina. I mean, I inherited. Mama got a big puss, daughter got a big puss, right? You know, there's two kinds of puss, an innie and an outie. I got the outie, you know what I mean? German engineered, right? Chicks can't lead with that in a conversation. Hey, bro, I got a big puss. You got what it takes to fill it up? You know what I mean? What a way to start a date. So then he asks me what my sexual fantasy was, and it really stumped me. I was like, what? I couldn't think. I'm like, I don't know. It's been 2 years that we've been locked down. I just want to have sex. That's it. Like, just plain, old-fashioned, missionary-style sex. Right? Like, he's a Catholic missionary, right? And I'm a poor, unsuspecting pagan girl in a Mexican pueblo, all right? And then he shows up, you know, missioning, right? And delivers the word of God, and I take Jesus as my savior. That's my fantasy. Anybody want some? Anybody?